Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Our Vision Summit's coming up October 4th through the 5th, and we've been talking to various people about being present there, and a guy named Kenny Zhu is coming. And Kenny is the person who raised a lawsuit against Harvard that said, why are you penalizing Asians for being good and getting into the school the way, you know, through merit? And he's, I think they won the lawsuit. I don't know the outcome of it, but Kenny's been very vocal about it. And the reason why I'm bringing him up and bringing up the summit is, number one, if you do want to get information on the summit, the Vision Summit, contact us, 844-551-8255, or go to the Kevin Jackson Network. There will be information about it there. And we've got Dennis Prager. I'm going to try to get there. I'm pretty sure Dennis is coming. Victor Davis Hanson, Shelby Steele, Congressman Burgess Owens, and some of the most amazing people that you've never heard of. One guy, I call him, if Thomas Sowell and Jordan Peterson had a baby. So we've got some really cool thinkers coming to this event that we want to introduce you to. You're going to be blown away. Long story short, though, Kenny is all about meritocracy. And why are we lowering the standards? And he was doing an interview on one of the lefty stations. And I want to do this interchange with you because we did a segment, I don't know, maybe a show, half an hour or an hour, on lowering of the standards in America. What have we now been suckered into? Kids don't want to work, but still want money. People don't want to do anything but get accolades. They want to be known for something, and they're upset if you don't know them. It's amazing. Something for nothing. Nobody wants to earn it anymore. We're in this generation, and I'm not blaming everybody, but I'm just telling you, we're in a generation of kids that are just like, gimme, 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 gimme. Well, gimme runs out. So yeah, I want to play this clip. This is Kenny Zhu talking about lowering of the standards. And pay attention to the very end of it, because he doesn't give away.
Kenny, can I ask you, though, I mean, colleges, obviously, they care about grades and SAT scores, but they also are filling universities of people, human beings, who have other factors that they bring to the table. Why is it not okay for them to consider those things?
I'm saying if you're going to consider those things, you should consider them without respect to race.
Sure.
So as you know, a lot of Asian Americans.
I think that's exactly right, but socioeconomic status doesn't, if you take race out of it, Let's call it socioeconomic status, where whether or not they grew up wealthy or poor, is that not something that colleges might have an interest in considering?
The reason why you shouldn't consider that is because you should consider the success of an applicant. Because of affirmative action, Black Americans graduate from law school at the bottom 25% of their classes, largely speaking. And we don't want that. We want Black students to succeed. We want every student to succeed, low-income students to succeed. But you have to put them in scenarios, in places where they're likely to succeed. And lowering your standard to admit somebody of a socioeconomic status or race would not help them do that. In fact, it would harm their graduation rate and excellence.
Well, as the case also points out, the standard isn't necessarily lowered because the students are all admitted. It's the question is whether race can be an added consideration, a tipping point.
No, the standard is lowered. The standard is lowered. Standard is lowered. As student admissions data shows, an Asian has to score 273 points higher on the SAT to have the same chance of admission as a Black person. So the standard is lowered for Black Americans.
Kenny Zhu, thank you for your perspective. We really appreciate you joining us today.
Welcome back, everybody. Do you think they really appreciated Kenny joining? This standard is not really lowered, is what she says. They're all admitted, and it's not lowered. It's just that they're taking into other factors. And he says, no, you're wrong. It is lowered. Blacks can score 273 points less and be admitted than an Asian. That's lowering the standard. Now, you can argue the test doesn't do this or that. Okay, fine. And you can take other things into account, but you shouldn't be doing it based on race. If you want to take other things into account, let's say you want to take the person grew up without a daddy. Okay, you have to do it for everybody. You think Asians don't grow up without daddies? You think white kids don't grow up without daddies? It may be less prevalent. And so, yeah, that factor could be weighed higher in the black community. But everybody had, in other words, an Asian with the 273 points higher than a black kid that grew up without a daddy, he still gets that spot. That's all people are saying. And I don't think, I do think they get it. So here's what it amounts to. You send a black kid to Harvard to get his JD, his Juris Doctorate, become a lawyer. He graduates in the bottom 25% of his class. Who do you think is going to get the top jobs? Who's interviewing? Who's coming from the firm to say, I want the black candidates, or who wants to interview Tom Cruise, who, as he says, when he was in the, I've watched the firm a million times. He says he's in the top 5% of his class, and Tom Cruise says top five. Top five. People, not percent. So he's saying, I'm better than that. Do you get where I'm going? Are those meetings occurring with black kids? The short answer is no. Barack Obama graduated from Harvard, and he had one group that wanted to talk to him. Tony Resco, the crook. You want to know why nobody wanted to speak to Barack Obama, the president of Law Review, when he graduated from Harvard? Well, you know, I can't tell you because his grades are sealed. Well, I can tell you this. When it came to looking at his grades for evaluation for jobs, the president of Law Review, the black graduate of Harvard with a JD degree, got one company to look at him, and it was Crooked Tony Resco. Remember when Tom Cruise was interviewing in the firm and he was going from location to location to location and every one of them's making him offers? That didn't happen to Barack Obama. And there's a reason for it, because he's dumb. And so Kenny Hsu is saying, you don't even give these kids a chance. Probably at Ohio State, I don't know, Michigan, somewhere else, they would have done well. They would have been at the top 25% of their class. And people would have said, let's go take a look. Not to mention, as I've said many times, you can't, if you're putting people in accelerated learning and they're behind, they're not going to catch up. You're not doing them any favors. You're actually hurting them. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It's funny where inspiration comes from. You hear my voice? It's funny where... It's funny where inspiration... Excuse me. Now I'm coughing. Where inspiration comes from in life and doing a show and whatever. Just in perceptions. And I don't really care about pop culture per se. But I do care about things that teach us lessons. And as a person who lost his mother before I turned 5 and who has gone through extensive soul searching to figure myself out, and even at the ripe young age of 60 years old, yeah, hit the big 6-0 in June of this year, I still look at things through a strange prism, a childlike prism, which isn't good always, to be honest with you. And I can be blunt that my relationship with Melissa really matured me in many ways, and she would probably disagree, but it did, because I just was a jacked up little kid who didn't understand relationships. And and I'm not defending this per se, but I do have a pretty good excuse that when my mother died, it certainly, it affected me in ways that I would have no clue as to how to deal with it because it never got, there was never an adjustment. Anyway, all that to say this. So I see this story about some guy, I don't know his name, but he's apparently the baby daddy of a girl named Kiki, who's, that's his baby mama, and they have a child together, and it was a typical Hollywood relationship, you know, I guess he's a rapper, she's some kind of singer. Well, she goes to a concert, Usher. Usher is playing at the MGM, he's got a standing gig there in Vegas. So he sees her in the audience, he knows she's a singer, calls her up on stage. Now, this is this other guy's girlfriend or, you know, baby mama, and they're working things out because they have a child together. And Usher calls her up on stage and serenades her, and, you know, very, I'm sure it was a sensual, sexual, whatever. And, which is fine. You know, if your wife or girlfriend were being serenaded by a pop star, you'd look at it as, wow, it was really cool. My wife got pulled up on stage, you know, Usher sang to her, whatever. But apparently she was wearing a Hoochie Mama outfit, and the guy tweeted, it's one thing that you're a mother and you do that. It's a second thing that you went up there looking like a Hoochie Mama. In other words, if you were dressed appropriately and Usher serenaded you as part of the act, maybe I'd understand it. But he didn't. Well, anyway, he got torpedoed on social media. And one of the guys, the person writing the article was a lady, a black lady, who said, you know, wait a minute. There is a standard that you should have as a mother. There is a standard that you should have as a woman and how you dress, how you, you know, present yourself, etc. And the idea was, well, her boyfriend slash husband, whatever, called her out on Twitter. Called her out publicly. And I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to debate that. Is that good or bad? You tell me. I don't know. But it seems like everything these days is sort of aired out on social media. Well, the same article was writing about Jonah Hill, who was dating some girl named Brady. I don't know, or Stacy Brady or whatever. And she apparently believed that she should still hang out with her wild girlfriends. She would post sexy pictures of herself on social media. And she would also, like, surf for men. I don't know whether that was like I don't know if they were talking about it physically or literally. Like, is she surfing on the internet and looking for guys, like, you know, on whatever these apps are? Or was she surfing with men? Yeah, I'm going to presume it was the former, not actually physically surfing, because many people surf. So Jonah Hill said, listen, here are my boundaries, and I don't want a woman that surfs for men, hangs out with her girlfriends who have destructive habits, you know, and he went on to say that they are having problems themselves, which sort of lends itself to you potentially having problems. And he said, he listed four things or something like that and said, if you're unable to accept these boundaries, then I wish you luck. There's no animosity, but we shouldn't be in a relationship together. And it was very well handled. And he got excoriated. People, his misogynistic language and all this other stuff. And the whole idea of this article was that things have changed so dramatically. You can't be a guy that holds a woman to an expectation or you're a misogynist. It isn't you setting your boundaries. Now, a woman could set her boundaries and say, now, look, you better have a job. You better, and it's not Miss Andry. And for the record, guys, do we care? If your woman says, look, I want you to be better, you know what you're going to do? If you care about her, you'll try to be better. Doesn't mean it always works, but you'll do your best if you care. And you won't think, wow, she's a misandrist. She hates men. You just go, no, maybe there is a lesson for me here. We don't run to some, it's your problem, not mine. I mean, not if you're smart, you know. Maybe I did when I was a kid, but I certainly don't do that now. Own your issue, as we would say, handle your scandal. So what's interesting about the article was they're saying, this girl writing it, a black woman, was saying, when did we become this culture where men, where we as individuals set boundaries, we say this is what we want, and that's, and that be what we all try to live up to. It doesn't mean you're going to be successful. It doesn't mean that it's going to be 100%. It never is. I mean, I'm sure there are, Dr. Phil's probably got a great relationship. He's such a great, you know, shrink or whatever. But I would still bet you money they have their problems. That's just the way relationships are. And you either learn to adjust and say it is what it is, or you know, I mean, that the only way it's going to be healthy is when everybody's willing to compromise somewhat, but the boundaries are there. And you do have to respect those boundaries. And by the way, I'm still learning that. Maybe some of you are too. I'm happy to share my journey with you. It's okay. But what is it that, what's the switch that flipped that said we can't talk about this stuff anymore? I don't have an answer for you, by the way. If you're waiting on the resolve here, no, I don't have it. But I think it's silly. I think it's silly for a couple reasons. I think it's ruining women, what people have come to respect of women. As I've mentioned before, I was a kid who grew up respecting women more than I respected men. And it didn't mean I don't respect men. It just means I held women in higher esteem. And that being the case, are there kids being born today, young boys, who are going to grow up respectful of women? I think conservative boys will, but and I still believe we outnumber them. But I got to tell you, it's a scary thought that there are boys that really won't have the level of respect for women that my generation, our generation, has.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Extreme weather is impacting the United States. Phoenix is bracing for a high of 115 degrees this afternoon, while Las Vegas could get up to 117 degrees over the weekend. Hollywood actors hit the picket lines Friday as the first double strike since 1960 began.
How they plead poverty! that they're losing money left and right when giving hundreds of millions of dollars to their CEOs. It is disgusting.
Fran Drescher is head of SAG-AFTRA. The union representing 160,000 actors went on strike, joining the screenwriters who've been on strike for nearly 2.5 months. The House has approved its version of the annual defense bill. The National Defense Authorization Act passed 219 to 210. Passage of the measure was thrown into doubt with the addition of conservative amendments on abortion, transgender rights, and diversity and inclusion initiatives. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm updating my resume. I've resubmitted to become black again in the eyes of leftist black liberals, or what I like to call clowns. That's right. Because I've learned that black men don't need to pay child support. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. And yes, my kids are all grown. Well, my youngest is 16, so if Melissa leaves me, I only got a couple years to take care of that youngin'. Not that I will, because we got this new legislation going on right now. I don't know if you guys heard about this. And here's what somebody wrote about it. Of all the outlandish provisions within California's outlandish reparations plan, none feels more craven or cruel than the demand to exempt black fathers from paying child. I just can't say this without cracking up. To prevent black fathers from paying child support. Look, I keep telling you black folks all the time, if I went on the other side of this issue, I could have been a rich man. Oh my goodness. When I got divorced years ago, and because my first three kids are with my first wife, I'm going to tell you, I paid it was passing a kidney stone to write that check for child support every month. And this was early on. I mean, my oldest son was 10. And so for 8 years for him going to college, 10 for the next one, and 12 for the next one, I paid a massive amount of child support. When I first got started, I paid $7,000 a month. That was when I was kicking it, man. I was making some money. So, yeah. So they could have said, why wasn't this available then? It's part of the reparations package. Now, here's what I can tell you. See, I'm too principled. I would have still paid it. I would have looked at it as my responsibility as a man. I know. Toxically masculine male. There you go. And luckily, Melissa and I have one son together, little Collier, who's now bigger than his dad and a better athlete, and he's probably smarter. He gets all that from his mom, except the athletics he gets from me. But we've got the four adopted kids that are all, thankfully, beyond child support paying age. But we're going to the wedding of one of them here in August in Switzerland. But the point to all of this is that I could have gotten away with it. I could have got away with it if it hadn't been for those meddling kids. Those meddling white conservative kids that said, Kevin, take care of your kids. My grandparents, those meddling grandparents that raised me right. It said, do the right thing, KJ. If you're going to have kids, stick with it. And if you happen to get divorced, you're going to have to pay the piper. You got to do it. And while I lived in a one-bedroom, well, I take that back. I rented a room in one of my buddy's two-bedroom condo. I rented a room from him. I kept my family in the same home, paying, which was, again, in a very, very nice neighborhood in Plano, Texas. As I told you guys, my neighbors were the who's who's of movers and shakers. The CFO of, at the time, Sun Microsystem, they got bought by Oracle, was one of my neighbors. Deion Sanders was one of my neighbors. We had an artist who was a world-renowned artist. He had a huge house. His house was 22,000 square feet. Mine wasn't. My house was 6,000 square feet, but it was a biggie. It was a good one. It was a nice one. But the point I'm making is, I kept those kids in the same school, same environment, etc., because it was important to me to do that. Now, they don't appreciate it today. The older boys, you know, they got their own ideas, and that's okay. They'll get in relationships and see how things work, and that's what's happening to them now. But the point was, I was going to do my fatherly responsibilities, because that's what you do. And no legislation, Kevin, because of Black Lives Matter, you don't have to pay for them children's, boy. Woo! Let me tell you, I know brothers, lefties, who would celebrate that. They would be calling up the government, hey, what's up? What's up, Shimranda? Guess what? I ain't got to pay that child support, girlfriend. They would brag about it. That's the new breed of man. I use my finger quotes. That's the new breed of man. Just like the new breed of man can be a woman now. Certainly we know the new breed of woman can be a man. Anyway, getting back to this. This particular tidbit, they said, is buried within the 1,100-page final report that got released by California's Reparations Task Force. And while California is talking about it, I mentioned the other day that Chicago, a suburb, has acted on it. Started paying it out. You got to meet a certain criteria. And I'm going to tell you, it's a bag of war. It is a, you want to talk about releasing bobcats out of the sack. Wait until they get the repercussions of reparations. It's not going to be pretty. They said the document argues that discriminatory laws have torn African American families apart, leading to a disproportionate amount of African Americans who are buried with child support debt. With more than half of black kids in America being raised by single mothers, the burdened parties here are almost always entirely fathers. It's hard to read that sentence and not laugh. So the moms are raising these kids by themselves, and the dad is supposed to help pay for the kid, which, for the record, if the dad were in the house, wouldn't he be paying for the kids? So he's out of the house, and I get it. Look, you got to get your own place. You got all your problems become yours. You can't be worried about two households. I remember when my ex-wife said to me, the air conditioner broke, and I go, fix it. What if I call you and say my air conditioner broke, what are you going to say to me? And she got mad. And I'm going, well, I don't know why you would get mad. I have a household. I'm living with a buddy of mine. If the air conditioner goes down, we got to fix it. By the way, I'm just saying, you could go, oh, Kevin, it's the landlord. That's okay. I don't know who's got to fix it, but it's got to get fixed. And if they said to us, well, part of your lease agreement is you got to fix it, well, then we'd have to fix it. It would be that simple. So don't come to me running with your problem. Well, my car broke down. Well, oh, fix it. I was giving $7,000 a month for the better part of 2 years to that household. And as I told you, I'm living in a two-bedroom place that was my buddy's, and I had a room. And when I tell you I had a room, I didn't furnish the place. It was his furniture. His rules for the furniture, his rules for the kitchen, his rules for the party in the backyard, the noise. The only thing I remember, Glenn smoked. And I would tell him, I said, Glenn, you gotta quit smoking in the house because it's coming into the closet and it's ruining my suits. That was the only thing I did when I lived with my buddy Glenn, who's an amazing guy, by the way. Great guy to have as a roommate. I was lucky to have very good friends when I was going through that very traumatic period. So, But our problems were our problems. My problems were my problems. If I was going to miss a meal, I could go, I'm going to miss a meal. Can you give me some of my child support money back? And here's the rub, guys, for those of you out there going, Kevin, that's a pretty big amount of money. Yeah, it was. It was. So mortgage on the house, $4,000 a month, $3,000 of, quote, maintenance. That's what I paid for 2 years. Didn't live in the house that I paid for. But I had to keep paying for it because our equity was tied up in it. So then there were times where she wouldn't pay the bill. I'd get a notice from the mortgage company going, why'd you only pay half the bill? I'm like, what do you mean I paid half the bill? I pay half. It went down to $5,000 after the 2 years. It took a long time for us to get divorced. Well, she wasn't paying it. So I had to pay it. And she would come up with some excuse. Oh, this happened. My car broke down. This happened. The dog ate my homework, and I'd have to pay it because my money's tied up in that mortgage. I'm just telling you what was really happening. So, long story short, I'm not going to go through all the gory details of it, but your responsibilities are yours, mine are mine. And when I'm giving you $7,000, and by the way, that's post, that's money after the fact. That in other words, I got to make a lot of money before Uncle Sugar takes out taxes that I can go hand somebody $7,000. I got to make about 12 before I can hand her 7. And I'm living on the rest, which wasn't a lot. I gave up a lot of bad habits during that period. But now they're telling, with more than half of these black women raising their kids, let's take the responsibility away from the parents, away from the fathers. Look, I didn't like any of that scenario, but I still did it. I didn't complain other than your responsibility. I pay you enough money for it to be you fix what you got to fix. I don't have any more. Rather than holding men accountable for the children that they create, this task force sees the men, paints these men as victims. They can't secure suitable housing, etc. Let me tell you, by yourself, you're much easier to run around and go, hey, can I couch surf for sofa surf for a little bit until I get my act together? And if you can't, then you probably haven't lived a very good life. You probably need to find better friends. Leftists, you don't reward bad behavior and you don't encourage it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Okay, I finally did it. I watched Yellowstone Season 1 and Season 2. And I mentioned to you guys, I had seen bits and pieces of Season 1, and it had that girl in it that was in the airplane wreck show with Denzel Washington. And I remember seeing her going, well, you know, she's a cute girl. Never seen her in anything else. Well, she plays Beth in Yellowstone. And I have to tell you, when I first started, I was like, wow, what? This is a crazy thing. Because the guy from Hunger Games is one of the brothers. And the cast is kind of, it was eclectic except for, of course, Kevin Costner is the lead. And it didn't work for me when I watched the bits and pieces. When I watched the Hunger Games guy as a brother, He didn't fit because he wasn't a cowboy. And Beth was so brooding and hard. You know, when I saw the show, I was like, she's an alcoholic. You know, seems very loose. Not that it matters, but, you know, because, I mean, she's a sexy lady. But it didn't catch me. And Melissa said the same thing. She's like, I don't get it. So because normally we watch these types of things, we'll watch it together and we make ourselves, you know, it's our kind of our downtime together so we can analyze it and what have you. Anyway, I started watching it because she didn't want to watch it. Got through season one. Amazing. Another acquaintance of mine, she says, no, you need to watch it. It's really good. She and her husband watch it together. They're through all the seasons. And oh, no, we watch it together. So they're like us. Well, I watched season one and season two. And I'm not going to spoil it for you, except to tell you in season two, they meet the Beck brothers, who became the new antagonist, and they are mean-spirited dudes, and somebody gets kidnapped in the program. And while I was watching it the other day, you know, I don't know, something prompted me to ask my son a question about Yellowstone, but not directly because he wasn't watching it. He was studying on something else. And I said, hey, C. He said, yeah, Dad. I said, what do you think I would do if you were kidnapped? And I found the guys who did it. And he goes, kill them. I couldn't be more proud, little feller. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. There are elements of this show that I absolutely resonate with. Now, keep in mind, I grew up on a 25,000-acre cattle ranch. And Yellowstone, according to them, in the show, it's the biggest ranch in... it's the biggest ranch in the country. And the whole thing of it is the Indians, the Native Americans, want it back because they say you're sitting on our land. People that come from the city are saying no one man should have that kind of land, that much land. Other people say that too. And then others say, why don't we make it like the city and build resorts and have people come and be able to appreciate what nature has given them and yada, yada, yada. So that's the sort of the thing. And the spirit of the thing is, this is a family ranch that, you know, I don't know, years ago, I guess they took it from the Indians, said, this is ours, and they've been fighting to keep it ever since. And you never think about it that way, because you think in America, yeah, you just have your land, you pay your taxes, etc. Well, the premise of it is they're just going to keep raising the taxes per acre to the point where they can't afford it, because they're just ranchers. And it's the farm, the ranch has been in their family forever, and they're forcing them by way of government to get away from that simple way of life. In the end of it all, John Dutton, played by Costner, just wants to be left alone. He wants to raise his family without having to fight every single day. And you can see what he orchestrates to keep his ranch. He becomes, you know, a law enforcement guy. And he orchestrates who's going to be governor and who's going to be councilman and all this and who gives out this, that, and the other. And all of it, none of it is really, when you really boil it down, none of it's selfish. It appears to be. I mean, when I say selfish, I'm saying he's not motivated to take other people's land or whatever. All he wants is to be left alone. And you know who's jacking with him? Developers who are willing to use the government to get him. So the Indians want to get his land because they say, you stole it from us 150 years ago. We want it back. So there's this one guy, he's an antagonist on that side. The guy that came from California that's a billionaire, he likes it. He says, oh, there's an opportunity here. I'll redevelop it. I'll make it into a ski resort, this, that, and the other. And so he's selfishly motivated. And all this guy wants to do is keep his family legacy. Now, one could argue that times do change. I don't know what he has there. I'll tell you this. I was in Yellowstone Club, which is in Yellowstone. It's a huge property. And you know what's happening in that inside of Yellowstone Club? Exactly what this guy John Dutton is fighting against. It is so developed. Now, it's beautiful. And everything that they're trying to prevent in Yellowstone and in the TV series has happened in Yellowstone Club. And having, as a person who just goes there to visit, I went there and played golf at the top of the mountain with some friends, stayed in their cabin where James Taylor wrote a song. Beautiful cabin. Looked at all these absolutely palatial mansions being built in the hills there. And I say to myself, I get it. They're all on they're all on a couple of acres of land. It's no longer the pristine country that it once was, but it is spectacular. But I could see somebody going, I don't want any of that. I don't want to see your house. This guy raises cattle. And you know what the other interesting aspect of Yellowstone is? The interaction of the cowboys, the wranglers, you know, and the, how rodeo came to be such a big deal, because if you could cowboy, you know, that's how you got work. And what it means to be part of Yellowstone, the ones who make it get branded with that Y on their chest. Things like that. It's fascinating. And because I grew up in the country, and I cowboy, you know, I know how to rope. I know how to sit a horse. I know how to round up cattle. But, which, by the way, couldn't hold a fraction of these cowboys that were working there. I mean, it was refreshing to see people who aren't caught up in themselves, the next party, the next thing. The simple life that they were leading, unbelievable. I recommend it highly. And I don't know what your outtake is going to be. I really don't. But you know what I see? This dysfunctional family that has been made dysfunctional for a lot of the wrong reasons. Because this family has to fight tooth and nail every single day in ways that you would have never believed. I mean, I grew up on a big cattle ranch, and I can tell you, I know this for a fact, never did we have the issues that they had. Never. But I have a much different appreciation for that upbringing and those cowboys that herded cattle and did what they did. I understand them a lot better. Mr. Brown was one of them, and Austin, who lived in the other house up the way, you know, and you know, working the horses and by the way, that's what they did. They didn't want any other job. These guys in the Montana, they have a guy that'll come. They go, he's a temporary. He's here. He's a transient. We're going to use him to do this part of the job. That's what he does, and then he'll move on to the next ranch. And they know each other. They have references. What outfit you work for? Well, I worked up at the Bill Barr's ranch, and I worked up at the Jay-Z ranch and the Buddy Buddy ranch and the so-and-so. And I cut my teeth and cowboying up at such-and-such. Isn't amazing? And then when they wanted to hire somebody, John Dutton said, I don't want any regular folks. Go to the prisons. Look for somebody coming out of prison. That didn't work out too well, but it not because of what you may think. But anyway, great show. And the family dynamic in that girl, Beth, oh, Lord. You want to talk about, will probably give you insights that you never believed. You know, that you wouldn't think that somebody could be so perceptive. And you know what her role is in corporate America? Destroying people's lives. What kind of job is that? And her dad brings her back. Why? Because now this is the only thing that where it gets a little bit kind of squirrely, because his boys aren't strong enough to do what he wants them to do, but his girl is. But in this case, it's believable. And I believe this dynamic does occur. But Beth is something else. I don't know if she's won any awards for Yellowstone, but if she hasn't, she should have. Because that girl can act. She's got it down. But anyway, I just wanted to share a little something with you, because when I said to Collier, you know, I mean, because it was the person that got kidnapped, and I said, what do you think I would do? Just out of curiosity, what do you think I'd do if somebody kidnapped you and I knew where they were? And he didn't even blink. He said, you kill them. And then he smiled like, that's my dad. And I said, yep, you're right. And that was that. Just thought I'd share a moment.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.